Time out. Check in with former Chief Ryan Liljoe, who joins us. Played in plenty of big games, did he not, Fesco? So
I think so. Yeah.
Anything as big as, well, I guess he did
a couple of Super Bowls or something.
I mean, this is pretty big though for a regular season game, Ryan.
Yeah, this is a big one, man. It seems like it's taken forever to get here. All week long, all the talk about the field conditions and moving the game, and you know, there's a bunch of hype around this game, man. Obviously. And that's kind of bizarre because they're not in the same conference, and you know, they've got one thing in common though: they're explosive on offense, and they've got some stars on defense. They can both rush the passer, so it's gonna be an exciting game. Monday Night Football, baby.
When you played, man, and you had games like this, and I don't know if you ever had one magnitude like this or 2 9-1 teams or something like that, but when you knew you had a big game, how do you get up for a big game like this versus an ordinary game on a Sunday at noon?
You know, you get up for them all, man. You don't really buy into the hype. And honestly, it's probably a normal game for most of those guys. I mean, look, they're in the building all the time. There's not flat-screen TVs and you know, sports talk radio all over the building. They're getting ready to work. They're preparing for the Rams. And so it feels like a big game for us as fans and media. But those guys probably look at this thing as, we got a road game against a good team. You know, back in Indianapolis, we play the Giants and it'd be Peyton versus Eli or play the Patriots or something. And that would get hyped up. But honestly, it's a big game. They're all big games. At this point in the season, you know, we're getting around Thanksgiving. You know, you're not only in the hunt, but you're getting chased. Denver beating the Chargers yesterday was a nice gift. But, yep. Yeah, this is the time to put the pedal on the metal, man. You know,
does it start to get like a different feel at this time of the year to the season too when you're playing? Like if you're the Chiefs right now, you're sitting at 9-1. Is this kind of the time of year where like guys actually start to recognize that they're in the midst of something pretty good going on?
Yeah, I think so. You start to realize who you are and what you're good at, and your identity kind of comes into form a little bit, and you know your body also starts hurting, and you start playing that war of attrition game. Which I think the Chiefs is in my benefit. You get Sammy Watkins coming back, and it sounds like Eric Berry's close to getting on the field. So that's awesome timing. But yeah, you know, this is one of those games that you want your best players on the field for. There's no excuses. You know what you're good at. You know what you're not very good at. In the Chiefs' case, they've been improving on a lot of areas, especially defensively, and that's timely with this offense coming in. Todd Gurley is scary. So it'll be a great test for this Chiefs defense and their run defense in particular. If they can do well on first and second down and get these guys into some third and long situations, try to rattle Goff a little bit. Their pass rush has kind of come alive. Chris Jones up the middle. I mean, that's the recipe at this point. So, you know, you feel like everybody's getting better. This time of year, you know who you are. There's no excuses. Just go play. Try to execute the game plan.
Do you see anything besides a high-scoring affair tonight?
Yeah, I mean that's pretty obvious that there are probably going to be some points, but you know, Monday Night Football, big game, bunch of controversy moving the game around. I mean, these guys were in Colorado, I guess, preparing for Mexico City's elevation, so they've been moving around. You know, you see some turnovers that can slow down that offense a little bit. But, yeah, I mean, these teams are too good offensively. You've got probably the two best offensive coaches in the league right now with an extra day here to prepare. And, yeah, I mean, there's going to be some points scored for sure.
No doubt about it. We're talking with Ryan Liljoe here on 610 Sports Radio. And we all have our thoughts on what has to happen for the Chiefs to get a win tonight. When you're looking at this game, like from a player's perspective, what does have to happen for the Chiefs to get a win tonight?
We got to do something about, you know, Gurley, because he's leading the league in every category as a running back, and he kind of makes that thing go. If you can somehow contain him again on first and second down, which, you know, you've shown glimpses of doing that with Johnson last week. Now he makes things out of backfield. Gurley's capable of doing that, too, so you got to key in on him. And then, again, if you try to get this team in a third down, Chiefs got one of the best pass rushes in the league right now. Their cornerbacks, their defense is playing better on third down. They do a pretty good job. You get them in third and long, I like the Chiefs' chances. Try to get after Goff, maybe make him throw the ball to you. He doesn't do that very often. He's only thrown six picks on the year, but that's the secret, I think, offensively. or defensively rather. And then offense, man, you don't want those interior guys to get going. You don't want Donald and Sue to get any steam, especially early in this game. You got Ryder in there, you got Wiley in there. And you're missing three guys on the interior, so it's a patchwork group, but they've played together the last few weeks and they've done a good job. You got to move the pocket, run some screens. I don't think anybody runs screens as good as Andy Reid and the Chiefs do. Slow down those guys and try to get in the rhythm. Keep Patrick Mahomes clean and try to get him outside the pocket, man, because he's, you know, he doesn't get rattled out there. Obviously, he does his best stuff out there. So get him out there, move the pocket around, and don't turn the ball over.
You mentioned Denver getting that win yesterday, and that was just unbelievable how that happened, with especially with Rivers doing whatever the hell he did there after the two-minute warning and only taking 2 seconds off the clock and spiking that ball. When we see dumb plays like that and quarterbacks make boneheaded decisions like that, how much did you take for granted playing with a smart guy like Peyton Manning, knowing he would never put you in a situation like that?
You know, that stuff matters, and mistakes in football – can add up. I mean, you talk about Rivers. You remember that? It might have been a Monday night game, Bob, against us, 2010, and they fumbled the snap. I mean, I think they were going to kneel and win the game, and they fumbled the snap, and Andy Studebaker gets in there and recovers it. I mean,
yep.
The thing about the league is you don't have very many, opportunities to win games, especially division games. They matter so much that if you screw up a play like that, it can haunt you the entire season. So that's kind of the good thing, the cool thing about football, why it's unique, is that, you know, every play, every single snap, every penalty, every possession really matters, because you don't get very many opportunities. So, having a smart guy behind center is important. Having a smart guy on the sidelines is important. But you got to be smart all over the field. And, you know, that's one of the things that if you want to criticize the Chiefs, the penalties, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of them are junk. Quite frankly, but man, there's been a lot of flags, and you want this team to play smarter football. That's their only weakness right now that I can see. So, and this is the time of year that you harp on those penalties. You know what you're doing. If you keep making the same stupid penalties at this point, there's something wrong. So, hopefully they revert back.
A lot of the penalties we've seen are along the offensive line. Having played the position, are they easily fixable?
Yeah. I mean, they're subjective is what they are, Wing, and it just seems like there's a spotlight on some of these guys this year. You know, when Mahomes gets outside the pocket, you got to react. It's not Alex Smith. You know, he gets outside and runs and goes, and he keeps his eyes downfield, and you got to stay between him and the pass rusher. So, those things are kind of new, playing with a dynamic QB like that. You're not used to maybe guys busting out as much, and then you get called. Again, they haven't been flagrant penalties, or particular holding penalties, but they are what they are, and they still hurt your team. They usually can kill a drive. With this offense, it takes more than a penalty to kill a drive. But yeah, those are the kind of things that midway through the season, you tighten them up. You try not to make those mistakes again.
All right, Ryan, the big question of the week, obviously, what do you got planned for Thanksgiving?
Strapping on a feed bag, man. I'm smoking a couple of turkeys. And, we do it right, man. We've got four kids here. And, so this, I think, you know, the list has grown every year. Now I think we finally have more children at this deal than we have adults, which is weird. So, you know, I'm gonna have to double up the macaroni and cheese recipe, and probably not buy as much red wine. So, but this is a great time of year, man. I mean, it's gonna be mid-50s. I might be able to get in a round of golf this week. We got football on Thursday. Saints, Falcons. It's awesome, man. You gotta love Thanksgiving.
Did love it. It's the best holiday in the world, my man. You got food, you got booze, you got football. What more could you want?
Perfect, man. It's America.
Yeah. Which table do you sit at, the kids' table or the adults' table?
You know, man, I like to carve the turkey. I like to refresh the wine. We don't do a big formal. Shoot, we don't have a table big enough for this crew. So it's basically anywhere you can fucking soft spot the land and someplace to put your plate, that's where you're going.
That's
so
it.
I might have to go down to the basement and round up some more chairs. It's fun, man. It's about family. You know, it's about being together, being grateful for what you got, and anytime you can be reminded. To be grateful for everything in this life. I love it.
I do too, man. I love the holiday. Love you, Ryan. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Back at you, buddy. Be guys. Be good.
All right, you too. Happy Thanksgiving. That's Ryan Liljo hanging up the phone faster than Gary Pinkle.
Right, you told him you loved him, and he just hung up on you.
He's going to go strap that feed bag on. He got to go. Or get the round of golf in.
Yeah, or get the round of golf.
Which one he was faster to today. Might have been the round of
golf. Can we end all of our interviews by telling our guest we love them?
Yes. You know what? I think I'm going to start doing that. Who is our next guest, Ryan? Who is next?
We have Danan tomorrow at 8:30.
Danan, I'll tell him tomorrow at 8:30 that I love him. Yeah, I got no issue in telling Danan that, too. So, yeah, I'm good with that. I'm absolutely
good. Can't wait for Ned next year.
I love you, Ned.
It's going to be great.
Hey, Ned, we're starting a new deal where we tell everybody at the end of interviews we love them.
We missed it with Sugar Ray Leonard.
Yeah,
we missed the boat.
So did he.
We missed the boat on saying, telling Sugar Ray we loved him while we could.
He'd have slept through it anyway.
But, no, I could see Ned. Here's how Ned's going to handle it. I'm going to say, Ned, we've got a new thing in place this year. After every interview, we're telling our guests we love them, and Ned will be like,
yeah. All right. See you guys later.
Who do you think will have like the biggest like taken aback approach to it after we tell them we love them? Who do you think it would be? No, Ned would just let it just whatever.
He'd be
fine,
like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, I don't care what you say, man. It doesn't matter to me.
I think. Well, we don't have him this week, right, Therese?
Therese, yeah.
We really throw him off of that one. I think.
Yeah. All Therese, right, Therese, we love you.
Therese, we love you.
Just say what? Love you, honey, at the end of it. Yeah. Just go.
Oh,